Hi, my name is Nina.
Okay, Nina, how are you tonight?
Not great. My husband is a workaholic, and this is not anything that I've heard addressed. I've heard about, I've heard you talk about affairs and things like that. And last week you talked about someone having an affair and it being kind of like a drug. Well, I kind of liken my husband's work to being like a drug. And
Or the other woman.
or the other woman, exactly.
Yeah, I understand.
And he kind of, he, we're doing this kind of together, I would say. And this weekend, he was given the opportunity to put the marriage first. I haven't been feeling well, and he was given the opportunity to put the marriage first and make the choice to stay at home or to go to work. And he chose the job. And I gave him very good context of what I wanted. I told him that I felt safe in his arms. I told him that I wanted him to stay, and he chose to walk out the door. How do
What's
you
your question?
compete? How do you compete? Because it's not like I can send him to Alcoholics Anonymous. It's not like I can send him to Gamblers Anonymous. How do I compete? Because this has been going on for 26 years.
Yeah. Look, it's a good question. You're closer to the answer than I think you realize. You're asking the question as if it's so different from many of the other questions that have been asked or topics that have been covered. But you yourself mentioned that, I've discussed infidelity and I've discussed, I don't know, I think you said drinking or drug addictions, or I don't know if you mentioned it or you drew those analogies, but an affair. But in many ways, a person who is a workaholic is using work in the same way that people use drugs, food, alcohol, or another woman. And in many cases, in most cases, they're using it for the same reason. It's the same core problem. And that is a lack of connection between a husband and wife. Now you're thinking and feeling that, well, the reason that we lack a connection is because my husband's a workaholic. But and at this point there might be some truth to that. But the point that I'm trying to make is that the cause and effect flows the other way as well, which is that your husband is an alcoholic because he, like anybody, needs and wants something to go to that's exciting, that's fulfilling, that's satisfying, and that can fill the hole in his life that is left by an empty marriage. And so the greatest thing that you can do to try to draw your husband back into the marriage and a little bit away from work is to employ the principles and practices that I'm teaching and try to forge more of a connection. And I know you're doing that. And I know you feel you tried that last weekend and he blew it because he made the wrong choice. Okay, I mean that could very well be, but then again, my guess is you haven't been doing this for all that long, and I'm hoping that you've seen some positive movement during the time that you have been doing it, even though last weekend was a disappointment. Look, there's going to be ups and downs, in case you haven't noticed. There's no straight line of success. There's no straight line from here, to marital success. There definitely are ups and downs. Look, I can personally attest to this because many, many years ago, I think I've even talked about it with you, and you've probably heard me talk about it on teleconferences or CDs. Many years ago, my wife would have described me as a workaholic. And to some extent, maybe that was true. But it wasn't so much that I was drawn to my work as much as it was that I was running for my home. When we fixed our marriage, when we, you know, when we went through the transformation that I described, it wasn't like I had a problem that I learned to get over. In other words, let's make an analogy. Let's say that instead of being a workaholic, let's say that I had a drinking problem, which I didn't, and I don't. But let's say that I did, and we transformed our marriage, and I stopped drinking. My experience would not have been that I conquered my drinking problem and therefore succeeded to reconcile my marriage. I succeeded to reconcile my marriage, and that empowered me to conquer my drinking problem. So too with my experience for work. It wasn't that I somehow magically learned to control my impulses to work and redirected that time and energy to my wife. No. I learned to create a connection with my wife, and that experience really allowed me, empowered me to let go of a lot of the time and the energy that I was spending at work. Because why was I running to work? To get some experience that I wasn't getting at home. It's the same reason that people run into the arms of another man or a woman. It's the same reason they run to the gym fanatically. I'm not saying, you know, in a healthy way the gym can be good, but there are people that are fanatics. It's the same reason that people, you know, some people train for triathlons. It's the same reason that they drink. It's the same reason they eat. It's the same reason they watch TV excessively. It's the same. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. A dysfunction is a dysfunction. And in most cases, not all, but in most cases, it all stems from the same place. So I think, Nina, you're actually closer to the answer than you realize.